And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast.
Boy, are you singing this as bad as
Bob
Dylan?
The podcast, the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
I said that is a UFO.
Now, I have, before we dive into this, thank you, everyone, for tuning into the podcast, which is brought to you by our friends at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Listen to this gold.
I said that is a UFO.
So later on, we had a discussion with this lady because this was on a different date. This was, and I can't, it's not letting me look right now. Well, another day we're talking to a listener about UFOs, and listen to the voice.
The UFOs.
Sounds is that the same lady?
That same lady?
I said that is a UFO. The UFOs.
Yeah.
It's the same
That's
lady.
That's absolutely the
I
same person.
I said that is a UFO. The UFOs.
Oh, that's absolutely the
it's
same.
The same
yeah.
One. Yeah,
it's
no question.
It's the same
question.
One. She might be an alien. She might be a clone. She might be a lizard.
Or we don't remember, we didn't remember the first lady called when we put the second gold in.
I said that is a UFO.
Oh, yes.
Totally same lady.
Yeah, when you
Perhaps
lay them over like that.
She is just the gift that keeps on giving.
Mystery solved.
If you ever hear this, lady, please call again. We love
the
you.
The UFOs.
Speaking of, man, there's a lot of stuff coming out on the UFOs.
Yeah,
you've been following all the
yes.
the releases that have been coming out on the from the Navy.
You're talking about the pyramid sightings and all that, where they had these pyramidal. What do you call it? Pyramidal.
Pyramid-shaped.
Pyramid-shaped craft hovering over the tails of some of the ships and doing some wacky little things and then disappearing, and they weren't ours. At least they say they weren't. Which is, you know, part of me says it's cool, but on the other part is if it's not alien, then there are other countries in the world that have tech that has eclipsed ours,
yeah,
and that's the part I don't like.
Me either.
I like America being the best. There's something great about we're the best. We're always going to be the best, and don't
always
even question
behind
it.
Us. You're always behind us.
Yeah,
you'll never be in front of us.
Yeah,
and then you get something that we can't explain. But the reason I don't think it's other, I don't know. There's a reason why this all comes out. There's a reason why we're putting things into legislation officially saying that we're going to release what we know about UFOs and aliens in this COVID bill. That's wacky. Like, you would never expect that. There's a reason why it is.
But that's the only way you're ever going to get that stuff passed.
Well, it's my thing. My point is that everything's ramping towards it. This is just a big plan. This has been a plan for decades of disclosure and unveiling. That's why I don't think it's other tech, because I think it's. I don't know, man. I think it's.
Do you think it's really legit?
I think it is.
You go back to all the weird stuff, and I tried to book the guy. Now I'm blanking on his name. The guy
Knapp.
Yes, George Knapp. I tried to book him. I haven't heard anything back since the initial discussion. But he said, "Oh yeah, we'll try to make this work." And
I saw him. He was brought up in an interview or an article that I saw maybe yesterday. About the Navy ships and the newest one the Pentagon's released. So you've been really good to have on that.
Carson, what do you think?
I absolutely think we are leading toward getting all the information because if you were checking Insta, David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson just posted a picture together in the last week. And who better to tell us about the truth is really out there than my X-Files OTP?
Actually, I think she might be right
See?
About that.
Mm-hmm.
It's all part of the soft disclosure, which is leading to the moment where we unveil everything. By the way, that movie, I went back and I watched it again.
Which one?
The X-Files movie.
There's two. The first one or the second?
The one with the spaceship.
Like the ice.
In the frozen ice.
Yeah, that's first one.
That was actually pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
It aged well.
That was a great show, though. It
so good.
It was so good. Even as weird as it was, it got some, I mean, every week was something pretty good. It was, I got into that. Also, there wasn't a whole lot of TV shows I got into. I got into that for a little while. But I was really into 24.
You're the one who got me. Yeah, but you're the one who got me into the X-Files. Mm. You're like, this is right up your alley. And I just didn't want to watch it because it looked scary. The one episode I tuned in.
Was it Home?
I don't remember which
one
it was.
The one with the mom under the bed? That's the one everybody.
That's the worst.
But then there's Tombs.
Is that the one
who
that
comes
only...
through the ducts?
No, it was one. There was they were in a house and it was during a storm. I don't remember what was going on.
I think that's every episode.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, yeah. Well, now Home is by far the scariest, and that was I remember watching it in real time when it was on and being horrified. And now it comes with all sorts of disclaimers.
Really?
That probably is the oh my god. They bash a man to death way before Walking Dead was doing it.
What was this?
Home, the episode of X-Files.
Nope.
It's an inbred family that is trying to protect their land. And when I say inbred, I mean it's like Sloth from the Goonies.
Yeah, they're mutants and all that.
And then they keep their mom on a pallet under the bed because...
On a pallet?
Because she doesn't have arms and legs anymore because of the inbreeding. And but they still use her for breeding.
Oh, wow.
It is the most disturbing hour of television you'll ever watch.
Wow.
What do you think about that, Patrick?
Wow. Mm. Wow. I don't think I've actually seen that one.
Oh.
And that's just telling me
watch
I'm
it
even...
in broad daylight with like bluebirds chirping in the background. It's the only way it won't affect you
windows
negatively.
Open?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Is that on Netflix or where can I stream the X-Files?
That's a great question. I don't know.
There's a thing, Decider, I think is what it is. You just basically type, where can I stream and whatever the show is, and it tells you all your options and whether you get it for free or you have to pay or any of that stuff.
There's still a few shows that you can't get. Drives me crazy.
X-Files is available on Hulu.
Oh, good. Okay.
I did not know that. And does Hulu let you download episodes? Because I'm going to need some stuff to watch other than The Circle. Because
just watch The Circle.
Circle, you got like, what, almost 8 hours worth of?
Yeah.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
8 hours? I thought they were like a half an hour.
No, they're almost an hour each.
Really?
It is the best.
And I'm telling you, you will not want to stop watching, man.
I watch it at the gym, and it's right up there with some of the best shows I've ever watched to just get your mind out of working out.
Really?
It's that. I don't know why it's mindlessly engaging, but it is.
Okay, so if you've never watched The Circle, it is this show on Netflix. It's a game show where these people compete in social media, and it basically is who's a catfish, who's not, who's this, who's that, who's telling the truth, and you have to play this social media game. You don't ever get to meet unless like you're kicked out. Is that still the same rules?
Mm-hmm. For some of them, yeah, that you can choose somebody to go meet.
Oh my gosh, let's.
The first season was great.
One, watch it because it's good.
And is this the one you talked about? Isn't it the very like early on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He made me start watching it.
This is so dumb. And then I was two episodes in going, I can't stop watching. It's amazing.
It's pretty awesome.
I went and rewatched the first season over the weekend because I was so desperate for more episodes of The Circle, which is embarrassing. And then I don't want to spoil anything, but there's a contestant that enters in season two, and he's from this very long, drawn-out name of a town. And the only reason I remembered the name was because I'd watched season one. And I was like, wait a minute. And then there's like a connection to season one.
Well, it's like a family member or something like
I'm
that.
I'm not going to tell you.
You can give me a little spoiler.
I'm not going to tell you.
Listen, you know what? I hate reality television.
Well, can I also say this? Spoiler alerts are the dumbest thing. This is a new construct. This is something that did not exist 15
Doesn't
years
matter.
Ago.
It's still polite. Don't ruin
but
stuff.
But it's annoying because,
I mean,
it's not my job to make sure that you watch everything on time.
There would be always, but before that, we didn't call them spoiler alerts, but there'd always be those people who didn't get to watch insert name of TV show here the night before, and people are gathering around the water cooler and like, la, 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 I don't want to know. Like, well, then you should have stayed up late and watched it.
Exactly. Used to not care back then. We used to be much more like, hey, it's your fault you didn't watch it, dummy. And now we're all so polite and whatnot. And we're so afraid to offend anyone.
Okay.
You told me what happened. You told me who the spoiler was.
Gosh, like,
Here, 15, could you write it down?
I can. No, like, but like 15 years ago, my brother started to get into this TV show that had already had like two seasons. And it was one of those that I think I was reading recaps of. Like, I wasn't even watching the show. And I got mad at him for something. And I was like, oh, well, you know, so-and-so is the one that did this to so-and-so.
Oh,
I literally ruined.
Like Bubba did to me with Game of Thrones? Where Bubba just got mad at me one day and screamed, Jon Snow is the one true king or whatever. Yeah, he knew I was still not caught up to that point.
Oh, well, that was all over the internet.
You know what the worst part of that was? He hadn't watched it either. He read spoilers.
Right. R plus L equals J.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So all of you.
R plus L equals J?
Yeah. It's the names.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I'm sorry. I was like.
But that was a big thing on the tweets. The thronies were talking about dem thrones on the tweets, and this pen doesn't work, so I can't write you spoilers.
Yeah, are you kidding?
He's not going to know if you do write it. Let me just say what I was going to say, which is I never liked reality television. Ugh. I never watched Big Brother. I never watched Survivor.
I didn't get
into any of this stuff. All the reality shows on Netflix, I love them. I love them. I never watched cooking shows, but I love Nailed It.
I
love it.
Stacey and I were talking about it the other day. Like, we used to watch. Remember when Survivor first came out?
Uh-huh.
Like, the world was enthralled with it. But by season four, everybody kind of gave up on it.
Yeah.
She and I were talking about it the other day. We're like, man, there's 20 something seasons of Survivor that we've never watched. And maybe that would be kind of cool to go back and catch up because they're all out there now.
What makes The Circle great is if I had to watch.
I know a spoiler.
If I had to watch episode two and then wait a week to watch episode three, it would be really boring, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to do that. But what's great is, like, they leave you with this giant cliffhanger, and then, please stop that. You're being such a child.
What am I doing? Nobody listening knows what I'm up to.
Anyway, it would be awful. It really would. It would just, I don't know. I can't even think about what I was saying because Bubba's over there dancing like a monkey.
I know. But like, what's going on
when
now?
You look at the first couple seasons, Survivor started in 2000, mm-hmm. right? That we still didn't have as many TV and entertainment options.
Oh yeah.
So you were able to almost pick it apart for a week, and now that, like you said, I mean, I watched four episodes of The Circle yesterday. Mm-hmm. And by Sunday, I will have watched how many more episodes of a TV show will I have consumed? Probably multiple TV shows and multiple episodes. And then it's like you go back next Wednesday to watch more episodes of The Circle. You're like, oh, yeah, right. I got to get back into this. So
I don't like the way they're doing it right now. They, you know, whenever you have the whole show out mm-hmm. there, it's great. Like Tiger King, when that came out, we didn't have to wait for the next Friday release.
And we would have got bored with it.
Yeah,
I never would have stuck around for 6 weeks to watch all of Tiger King. I'm not.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really into it. I'll be into it tomorrow. I'll be into it the next day. And when I'm done. But I'm not going to, if a week goes by, I'll move on to something else.
Mm-hmm.
They're really missing the boat with this stuff.
Yeah, I don't know why Netflix decided this was their new model.
Oh,
well, because Amazon did it, and that's why.
Well, it's fine. So let them.
It's just like
Isn't
in broadcasting.
Is Netflix the king, though?
In radio, everybody does a contest at 7:20. Why?
Because our competition does.
Can you give us the time three different ways? It's 20 minutes after 7, 40 minutes until we hit 8 o'clock, 20 past 7. But, you know.
That's 7:20.
19 minutes past 7 plus 1.
Oh, don't get me started on a radio.
let's do a little radioisms here. Let's go ahead and just a little bit.
Call number 9.
Okay, first of all,
on Thursday
for the two or three radio professionals who might be watching or listening to the podcast right now, I would like to mention this.
Yes,
our industry is insane. Our industry has forgotten how awesome it is. You know, what is it? 80-something% of people listen to the radio every week. No other medium on the planet has that kind of reach. Yet you treat it like a stepchild. This is the greatest thing ever. Anytime you get in the car, the radio is on, and, you know, you're competing against people going, oh, yeah, well, you got to be more like Pandora and Spotify because, well, they're doing that. It's the same thing. The same people who are listening to Pandora and the Spotify's are the same people who are listening to cassettes and CDs, are the same people who were listening to 8 tracks back in the day. If they're just not listening to the radio, they're not. Don't try to be something that a minutia is worried about. Be better. Be better. Challenge yourself. Go out and entertain people. Let's do something fun and bring the magic back.
Yeah. And it used to be where, you know, we didn't worry about that and we were all guns blazing. And then we start, like you said, trying to be more like Spotify and Pandora and just doing music and music and music.
13 songs on a roll.
And then all of a sudden you're like, well, why do I need, if we're playing all this music, what do I need this?
Announcers,
this guy for a girl.
No, we don't. So super we just creative. Cut them all off.
And they became jukeboxes. And then, I'm sorry, you're not going to out Spotify or out Pandora. Pandora.
Nope. And once you cut them, they're not coming back. Once you get rid of that salary,
to show you the power of conversation and talk, look at how much money Spotify spent to get Joe Rogan.
Yep.
Look at how much money people are spending on getting exclusive deals with podcasts.
Yep.
Because they're looking for entertainers again. They're going, okay, so the music isn't enough. They've realized that radio, in a sense, has given up on being great, and they're worried more about the bottom line and the stock price rather than entertaining people. It's our job in radio to, number one, entertain people and bring them to the advertisers of the radio station.
Yep.
And when we forget that, when we think that it's all about the bottom line and the stock price and we, you know, put the onus elsewhere and the focus elsewhere, then we're missing out. We're missing out on a lot as an industry.
Yeah.
I read a lot of radio forums and I occasionally check the job ads. Because people will say, you need to check this one out because it's so ridiculous. And the amount of people who are like, looking for an entertainer, a flamethrower, who's blah, 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 blah. And then, like, must limit your breaks to 20 seconds or less. I mean, I'm sorry, what? Like, and again, you're putting a cap on people.
Yeah, I don't know how
kind
far
of getting inside-y radio.
I don't know how far down the rabbit hole we want to go because I don't know how many people listen and care. But, like, I read this stuff all the time. There's a forum that on Facebook that Carson and I are both on. And somebody posted, how many times an hour outside of morning drive do you guys talk? And people were like, three. Why? What?
What are you doing?
I'll tell you the one thing. If people say you talk too much, then you're talking about the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's
just
it.
Not talking about it the right way.
I've had consultants, you know, those guys who come in and tell you how you should be doing things
because they weren't doing it themselves.
Yeah, but like every consultant I've ever talked to, they're always like, "Oh, you're good," and they walk away. But I usually get the feedback, "You should talk more," and I go, "Oh, I mean, okay," because every other feedback you've given to any other person ever has been like, "Keep it short, keep it blah, blah." I'm like, "Fine."
Most frequent complaint about our show in the over 20 years I've been doing it is we don't talk enough.
Yeah.
I feel like that's usually
that's a good
sign.
Complaint.
That means we got the balance pretty close to where it needs to be.
Yep.
It's interesting. It's very interesting the way all industries have been disrupted here in the last 20 years as far as, you know, the internet coming in and stepping on toes. I don't see anything like radio because a lot of people, there's naysayers going, radio is going to die. Radio isn't going anywhere. You know, radio was supposed to die when TV came along. And that didn't happen. Radio was supposed to die when CDs came along, and that didn't happen. Radio is still strong, and it's doing well, and it's not going anywhere.
Well, I remember
seeing the business model is going to have to change, but radio itself isn't going anywhere.
I remember seeing the ad in R&R, which was a radio magazine that used to exist. It doesn't anymore, but it was an actual physical magazine that they would mail out to radio stations. And I remember seeing the ad in 1997, I think it was, or 98, that they had launched the satellite for Sirius satellite radio and that the XM satellite was getting launched like 2 weeks later. And there are going to be two competing satellite radios. And everybody in terrestrial radio was freaking out. Like, this is it. We're done. This is the end. Pack it up. Let's all learn how to sell cars. Guess what? That was 25 years ago.
And the companies had to merge.
Had to merge to merge. Stay alive.
They couldn't do it by themselves.
But I remember when they were merging, that people in radio were like, this is it. They merge. We're toast. We're never going to be able to survive if they let this happen.
Yep.
Yeah, that was conversely, 15 years ago.
To like draw back the curtain on television in a totally kind of a 180, I remember we were talking about Survivor. When Survivor came out and having a talk with the vice president of programming for NBC, and talking about reality programming.
Is this when you were there?
Or? Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had a meeting with him because we were talking about some shows on Saturday night and what we were doing with them. And we were talking about reality TV, and he had his heels dug in. He goes, this is garbage television. Nobody's going to care. Nobody's going to care. And on one hand, something like a Survivor was a phenomenon, especially the first season. And then NBC kind of realized, oh, there's something to this, because then they launched Fear Factor, which was about as bottom of the barrel as you can get when you think about it, like people eating scorpions, right?
Pretty cool, though.
But what they came to the medium on, like meeting in the middle, was, okay, well, we're spending all this money for shows that have huge production budgets. We're spending it for huge stars. Like when you think about Friends going in, getting $1 million an episode.
Each.
Think about, right. And you think about, and that's just six actors. In addition to everybody else you're paying on that show. And then you look at something like Fear Factor, and you're giving away, what, a couple $1,000s to whoever wins?
Yeah.
And it's so cheap that they go, all right, Friends was making these massive ratings. Even if Fear Factor makes like 30% of them, we're still so ahead of the game monetarily. And yeah, that's why the quality of television, they were like, it's gone down. And that's why you can't get shows to, like when you look at Seinfeld, arguably one of the greatest comedies of all time, Seinfeld didn't gain traction until its fourth season that they let, like MASH was at the bottom of the ratings, Cheers. And they let those, like, oh, well, somebody at CBS, their wife liked MASH. Cheers won a bunch of Emmys. They're like, fine, we'll keep it for a second season. Neither of those shows would have lasted six episodes with their ratings, because it was like, we got to throw something at the wall and see if it sticks.
How many times do we see a show debut and after one episode, it's canned?
It's gone.
Well, in reality, TV is usually the opposite. Mm-hmm. With reality shows now, you got this giant, like, early on, it's like, oh my gosh, this is the biggest thing ever. And then by like the fourth episode, it's like, I don't care.
Curse of Oak Island. Gosh darn it, that is the craziest show ever. Because
I can't believe
they
that
How is it still on?
I don't understand.
That show,
they just
to
keep
me,
finding ways to not find this thing.
Right.
Yes. I mean,
this is like all the Bigfoot stuff. And I know Bigfoot guys, they have
that
huge
new
fans, but
Bigfoot
but
thing on Hulu.
I'm like, we're going to. There's at least three different Bigfoot shows.
Are they going to find Bigfoot? Then why am I watching?
Well, no, they're basically on this Hulu thing. They're trying to prove whether or not Bigfoot killed some pot growers.
Oh, gosh.
Out in. Yeah. Oh, you
don't
gotta watch
you have
it.
To find
it wasn't Bigfoot.
Bigfoot to do
it's
that?
Called the cartel. What's no, going man. On?
Bigfoot.
No.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-mm.
Pot.
It said Kathleen Madigan used to have this joke about watching Loch Ness Monster Special. So she goes, and I see it start, and I know how it's going to end, but I can't help myself. And it always ends with some guy standing on the side of a lake in Scotland going, once again. No, Nessie. And I was like, but you know what? I'm right there. I'm
Did
like,
you see that?
Find him.
That they have a live cam for Loch Ness. And because people have been stuck at home in the UK, like they are under serious like quarantine, people are watching these things 24/7, and they've had more Nessie sightings in the last year.
Oh,
and they
gosh.
But they're
Come
pulling
on,
screen grabs. The latest one looks pretty legit to
okay,
me.
Okay, I'm going
You're
to look
telling
right
me
now.
There's a legit
I think there's a dinosaur living there. Sure
okay.
do.
Okay.
I think so, too. Man,
well, I used to believe in that when I was a kid, man. The Loch Ness Monster, that was...
I mean... I
why it. Wouldn't it be possible?
I
mean,
don't know. Because
we've
not? Seen it
before. The coelacanth was around for years, and we didn't know. We thought it was extinct.
Well, look at me. I'm looking at the Loch Ness camera right now, and they got some sheep in the way.
Oh,
sheepies.
Yeah. Sorry to report. Once again, no,
no
Ness.
Oh, but wait, look. The sheep has gone away. It looked like something must have come up and eat it during the...
Did you say he moved to the back?
Yes, he must have...
Oh, boy.
I told Carson, changing the subject just a little.
By the way, the Bigfoot thing on Hulu is called Sasquatch. You can check it out yourself. Bigfoot versus pot farmers.
Okay. There was a tweet. Somebody said, what's the greatest moment of live stand-up comedy you've ever seen? And I told Carson, I'm like, I couldn't just reply to that. I quote tweeted it and started an entire thread that was like 10 tweets long.
I like
so
quoteted.
Much. Quoteted.
That's a nice
That's right.
little
I
word.
Quoteted it.
Quoteted.
That's right. I can't talk. And it's my job. So.
I quoteted. And what's the problem with radio again?
Yeah. Quoteted. When you're thinking to yourself, maybe I'm not good enough to do what it is I dream of doing. Just remember that I talk for a living and I can't talk.
He made up a word. That's why you're good at what you do. You make up your own words.
That wasn't on
like
purpose.
Spoilering.
Spoilering. I said spoilering.
You did say spoilering.
I did, and you know what? I stuck with it. I landed that and just kept on going like it was a real word. And I knew it when I said it. I was like, whatever.
Just keep going.
But
just
no,
keep
I,
going.
Just keep swimming.
Just keep
That's right.
swimming.
Don't stop.
Yeah.
You know, I back to the stand-up thing. Man, I grew up, there was no stand-up comedy in my hometown. And then I lived in places that had like little clubs. There's a great club here. And it is, I get to see so many amazing things. And I was just thinking about, man, I have seen all of my stand-up heroes live in concert. Some of them in a club that holds 200 people. you know. But yeah. I remember watching Jeff Dunham and John Panette when I was like 10 years old, and we had my brother and I had VHS tapes of them, and we would watch them over and over again to where we basically had the routines memorized. And we've had all those guys on the show. Like, that's just so.
Like,
yeah.
if
so
you
cool,
called
man.
Up Jeff Dunham, he would know who you are. That's yeah. what's cool about it.
That's really cool. And John Panette was on the show like 3 or 4 times before he passed.
Rest in
and
peace.
He was so awesome. Tim Wilson. But I don't know. I was thinking about Kathleen because I remember seeing Kathleen Madigan and Roy Wood Jr. was opening the show for her. And so normally the opening act's pretty good, but when it was Roy Wood Jr. Mm-hmm. And he went on to become like a comedy superstar. And that show was so good that I had like Charlie horses in my jaw from laughing wow. the next morning. And I was apparently drinking a little, and I invited Roy to come by the show and then forgot. And so the next morning at like 8 o'clock, he's knocking on the door at the studio, and I'm like, why are you here? You invited me to come by the show. I did? Oh, okay. Come on in.
Yeah, he's funny, man. He's
oh,
so good.
So great.
His Twitter is...
His Twitter so actually has made him a bigger star.
I think so, yeah.
He's one of those people that Twitter has not gone against. Like, usually, you know, the bigger the star, you'll end up saying something that ticks people off. But Roy's actually has made him a bigger celebrity.
Yeah, he's good.
He's a good dude.
So, Bubba, you are leaving to go see your birth mom.
Yes. Today after we're done with this, I'm headed to the airport and going to make the trek. And I got to figure out where I can get a haircut because I didn't get, I ended up getting a stomach bug and I just couldn't, I don't know if it's nerves or whatever, but I couldn't get out and get a haircut. So I need that before I go because there's going to be pictures and all that kind of stuff. So I don't know where to get a haircut. Anybody have an idea where to get a haircut in Sacramento?
Yeah. Oh, in Sacramento. Oh, no.
Yes.
I
need a haircut in Sacramento. Anybody
do
want to hook
do
a brother
that
up?
There? I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know if you've heard. There's this thing on your phone called Google.
I thought you were going to say
Gavin
coronavirus.
Gavin Newsom,
I don't know if
can
you heard.
But
I say DuckDuckGo. You want to bing it?
Oh, by the way, speaking of DuckDuckGo, British Rob and I were talking about...
Let's bing it, boys.
That, and he said he's going to redo one for DuckDuckGo for
why?
Me.
Why? First of all, nobody uses DuckDuckGo as
I'm
a verb. No, I'm serious. Nobody, you still say, let's Google it.
I'm on DuckDuckGo
right now. It
doesn't
matter if you are on DuckDuckGo. You're
use,
still Googling
though.
Something on DuckDuckGo.
Exactly.
You're still Googling it. Google
right.
is the verb.
He's right.
I'm
right.
DuckDuckGoogling.
No, nobody's going to say
Wouldn't you just say
that.
You're ducking?
Oh, listen, ducking is not a good thing.
You know, because you'll slip. Patrick, where he makes up his new words.
Your phone will never get it wrong, though.
No, that's true.
My phone gets it wrong all the time.
Mine autocorrects.
Usually the other way.
Duck.
I'm like...
Okay, what? But just, I feel like...
I try
I
to
like
type bad words
in the...
into my phone, and it autocorrects to not bad words.
Yes.
It
so
does
it says ducking all the
time?
All
the
yes,
time.
All the time.
Oh, I gotcha. That's funny.
And fork. I don't know why my phone thinks that I want to.
It's just a big fan of The Good Place.
It really likes utensils.
Which, by the way, The Good Place was pretty funny.
I never got past like the second episode.
Yeah, I got irritated about 4 episodes in. But
really?
I know it's supposed to be spectacular, but like, meh.
I liked it. No spoilers.
Carson's so hard to impress.
Am I, though?
As every
when
guy who's
to...
ever dated her
okay,
can tell
fair,
you.
But...
You got that right.
And still no Nessie. I'm looking right now.
No Nessie.
Sorry to report.
Oh, sorry to. Oh, God. The reason I brought up that comedy thing is we got to get Kathleen in here to do the podcast with us.
Yes.
Now that things are opening up, I think she's like around.
Yeah, we should have reached out. I saw that D.L. Hughley's right around the corner today.
Yeah, but
I'm like, it would have been good to have him in. I know. So much going on. I will say this, if you want to help me out, if you do know somebody who is a hairstylist in Sacramento, at Bubba Radio.
If you know somebody who's a hairstylist in Sacramento,
I would rather get a haircut from somebody's friend than just going into some random place going, hey, can you give me a haircut?
I think you're overestimating the podcast reach in Sacramento.
No.
But you never know.
Never know.
You really never know. Well, hopefully it goes well, man. I think
by the way, I'm doing better. Now, over last week. Last week I was a little negative about it, and I know you're saying I hope it's going to go well. It's going to go well.
Good.
Yes, it is.
I've shifted gears because I was expecting, you know, I was really kind of downplaying it. I think what happened, because my wife and I had a real long talk about the whole meeting your birth mom thing, and I think I've been kind of trying to make it in my brain to where, oh, it's going to suck. It's going to be the worst thing ever. I don't know why I'm even doing this. I'm going to just back out. But I actually, you know what? I think it's going to go well. I do. It can't be horrific. It can't be any worse than, you know, going duck, duck, going or whatever. I don't know.
I'm not sure what that joke I don't know what I was going to say.
Well, yeah. I was trying to think of something just dumb. Yeah, no, it didn't land. Nor do the duck, duck, goes. No, I was just saying, it's just...
Carson, did that land anywhere?
No, it didn't land anywhere.
I like, literally looked on the floor.
I was trying. Here somewhere? You know, it's just uncomfortable talking about your personal life. I mean, this is like the realest thing ever. Is. And, you know, I have to talk about it. And it's just, I feel uncomfortable being open like that. I mean, I know we talk about everything else, but this is something that has been a huge part of my life ever since I can remember.
Yeah. Well, I just keep thinking about you standing on the front porch, knocking on the door, or about to knock on the door, just going, okay.
This is it.
I'm about to meet her.
That's going to be crazy. I will think about that as I'm walking from the car to her door. I'll be like, oh my gosh. I mean, I can't wait to tell you. When I get back on Monday on the radio show, I cannot wait to just tell you
how big her calves are.
Yeah, so
you don't take a picture of her calves. We're gonna judge
I'll say
you.
This. Yeah. I will say this though. No, what if she doesn't have the big calves?
Didn't happen.
What if she doesn't have the big calves though?
Doesn't matter. Well, and then you gotta wonder, dang, if she doesn't have big calves, you gotta imagine that whoever his daddy was had some big
crazy
old,
calves.
Oh my gosh. Looked like a tire wrapped around his legs.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
If y'all don't know, Bubba attacked. Has huge calves.
Oh, that's insane.
There are lots of videos on YouTube and of us measuring Bubba's calves.
And by the way, I do have something to say about that. Somebody said, yeah, well, a lot of fat guys have big calves. No, I had them when I was skinny.
Oh, no. Listen
no,
here,
this
sir.
Isn't fat. I'm saying, this is...
Yeah, because I hear it all the time. Oh, well, my buddy or I or whoever, they have big calves. No, sir. No, you don't understand.
Yeah, you're adorable. Stop.
Let me explain something to you.
I had to have special boots made for the fire department.
Bubba's walking around on two drumsticks from the Renaissance Fair.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
That's really the visual
it's
I can
really
give you.
Just, it's really freaky, man. Just imagine Popeye and that's all. That's yeah. it. Not that's normal. It.
Nope.
Well, I guess we'll find out. We'll find out this weekend.
Yay.
Well, let's get you out of here so you can get not be late.
The UFOs. I said that is a UFO.
UFO.
Thanks to you for watching. Thanks to O'Reilly Auto Parts for sponsoring. And again, at Bubba Radio if you know of anywhere I can get a haircut in Sacramento.
Yes, thank you.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay.
Still no
you
Nessie.
Can listen to the regular show on the radio
every
day. It was the podcast.
I said that is a UFO.
No, Nessie.